Hey everyone, welcome to the Bank Bonus Podcast. I'm really excited today to have Thompson Nguyen, the CEO and founder of Hatch, which is a new business bank. And I'm excited to chat about this specifically. We've been covering a number of different business banks and business bank accounts in the disruptor space. And Hatch popped on my radar just a couple of weeks ago. And so I reached out to schedule this interview. And I'm really excited to hear the origin story behind Hatch and where you're at in the process of building the product and what the features are and to dive deep into the account. So welcome.
Thanks for having me, Grant. It's great to be here.
So what inspired you to start a business bank?
It's a good question. I think, before Hatch, I worked at a company called Square, and I was the head of data science and machine learning for Square Capital, which was a small business lending arm for Square. And, Square is an amazing company. I have nothing but great things to say about them. I think after two years of working there, I decided I need to take a break. And so I took a break and I started mulling over what I wanted to do next. And I realized that from my interviews with small businesses and just from my general understanding of the opportunity that lied before us with respect to sole proprietors and very small businesses, that there was an opportunity to really serve those people and almost like this like rising class of creators and businesses to be that kind of like formed the thesis behind Hatch. And so I started thinking about Hatch in, I'd say, late 2018. And at the time, I was an entrepreneur in residence at a venture capital firm called Kleiner Perkins. And throughout my time there, I interviewed a lot of small businesses in the area and just understood that there were two issues that new small businesses had. The first one was that there was an inability to get their initial credit line or like a line of credit or even just initial capital, either because they had recently immigrated to the States or they didn't have the business credit history that would have passed muster at like a more traditional bank. The second thing is that for their current checking accounts, they weren't meeting the account minimums. They were getting charged $35 a month. For some businesses that were running like high cash flow, but low margin businesses, they would overdraw maybe like once or twice a month. And those NSF fees were $35 per overdraft. And so it just started adding up, pretty large. It added up pretty quickly for those folks. So we started Hatch on the premise that we could build a business checking account that was easy to use, transparent, didn't charge any NSF fees, and a business line of credit that would be accessible and didn't use a hard credit check.
So you're not doing... Are you checking through check systems or are you looking into the background of these application holders or what's that process like for you?
Yeah, so we run KYC, KYB checks, ID verification. We ensure that you are the person that you say you are and that your business is the business that you say that you're running. Other than that, that's pretty much all we need to get you up and running to start with a business bank account. For the business line of credit, we pre-approve you for that depending on your behavior on the business bank account. So if you start with a Hatch business checking account and your business is growing and it's growing really quickly, you could get pre-approved to apply for a business line of credit. And from there, because we already have your details, it's a very simple, straightforward process to then apply for that line of credit.
One of the things that with the new banks, outside of the traditional sort of, big four, big five, a big question I often get is, who's behind this bank? So how is my money safe? Is there, a depository service? Is there another bank behind this bank? Can you talk a little bit about who's behind Hatch and how people's money is protected?
Of course. So we partner with Lending Club Bank. They're a member of FDIC. And so When you have a Hatch business checking account, your funds are insured up to $250,000 from the FDIC. And that's because of the association with Lending Club Bank.
And can you talk a little bit about just one of your core values, just searching through your website, is this idea of transparent pricing. I know when I started my first business, not only was I hit with some overdraft fees, but there were fees to wire money. There were certain limits on how much money I could receive. There were certain limits to cash deposits. Can you talk a little bit about that transparent pricing ethos and whether you have those limits and what some of those limits are?
Yeah, I think, you know, part of our, one of our values is to grow the pie. And so what that means to me is that, you know, we only want to win when our customers, our small businesses actually grow and win as well. And so I think charging punitive fees for NSFs or for, you know, all kinds of like late fees or punitive monthly fees for not meeting account minimums, can create this adversarial relationship with the small business owner. And so at Hatch, the, you know, what we're trying to strive for is, look, here's a transparent matrix of our fees. Here's how we make money as a company to ensure that we align interests together. And so as long as, you know, we can continue to build a business that can grow with our small businesses, then we can continue to be upfront, transparent about like our monthly fees, and our ATM fees right now, and continue to grow with our customers.
Can you talk a little bit about the cash back rewards? I know this is a hugely popular area in this space. I, you know, see a lot of potential with these programs as long as they're easy to understand. You know, one of the challenges, you know, being a, for example, a Chase business customer and using Chase business cards is, you know, am I getting the right rewards, you know, at the right time of month for my spending patterns? Are they changing? How can I redeem them? Can you talk a little bit about your cashback reward program, which seems pretty distinctive?
Yeah, what I like about our cashback rewards program is that it's pretty simple to understand. We give cash back, and so it's a you know, it's a credit back on your bank account. So you don't have to redeem anything. There's no like minimum required to trigger like a withdrawal or anything like that. And we provide anywhere from 1% to 5% cash back on restaurants, hotels, and gas stations. And you can take a look at the map. So if you're a Hatch account holder, if you go to like the rewards page, we've got an entire map with a whole bunch of dots, and each dot represents a merchant where we provide debit cash back rewards. And so at any point in the day, there's no blackout periods whatsoever. If you swipe your card at one of those merchants that's on the rewards map, you will get cash back. And I think what's exciting about this is that in the future, we'll be able to provide additional vendors and promotions based off of the behavior patterns that we've seen. So, for example, we've gotten a lot of requests for more gas stations in their home state, or we've gotten requests for home improvement stores from contractors. So I think as we evolve and grow our user base, we're absolutely receptive to hearing suggestions to where you'd want to see debit cashback rewards spin up. But for now, you know, we have debit cashback rewards in I think, you know, tens of thousands of places, gas stations, hotels, and restaurants at 1% to 5% cashback.
And just so the audience is clear, you can open up a Hatch account in any of the 50 states in the U.S., or is there any limitations there?
No limitation. So you can go to hatchcard.com. Actually, if you go to hatchcard.com/bankbonus, you'll get a year for free, and you can apply from any of the 50 states.
Love that. Love that. And can you talk a little bit about Sprout? I thought this idea was super cool. I know it's currently in beta, but one of the things that we try to do at Bank Bonus in our work is chart the forefront, see who's at the forefront, adding new features, adding, you know, where are the new banks going? And I was really interested in the Sprout idea. Can you talk a little bit about it, even though it's only in beta?
Of course. Yeah, it is in beta. But the thing that we realized for most small businesses was that opening up a business checking account was one of like the many steps they needed to accomplish to even just start their business. So if you wanted to sell ice cream, You know, you probably have like some secret ice cream recipe or something that makes you unique as a small business. And so getting a business checking account, incorporating your LLC, getting an EIN number, all of these things are sort of like items on a checklist. And so with Sprout, we wanted to almost like unify that checklist of items that you'd need to accomplish in order to start your business. And so it's almost like this business in a box where you sign up on Sprout, we'll do the incorporation, we'll get you an EIN number, and then we'll open up a business checking account, and then you're up and running. At that point, you've got like the minimum requirements to sort of run a business in your home state.
That's great. One of the things I'd encourage you to think about or consider, or you likely already are, is how can someone connect their Hatch account into some form of online accounting software. That's one of the biggest challenges that we see with new businesses, just making sure that, of course, they have a separate business account, but that they're also making sure to you know, set up an accounting system and properly categorize their transactions in order to not only understand things like their P&L and their cash flow, but of course, prepare for tax season. Is that something you're planning for, or is it easy to integrate Hatch with QuickBooks or any of the systems, or can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's on our product roadmap. I believe we'll be getting that out in probably the next couple of months. And so, you know, we've got an email queued up, ready to go once we've shipped that. But it's a common request we get all the time where it's like, hey, I use QuickBooks, or hey, I use like Xero, or hey, I use, you know, like X accounting system. And so integrating with those is pretty much near the top of our roadmap with respect to like things that would help our small business users. The other thing I'll mention there is that in addition to the debit cashback rewards, there's also a Hatch Perks ecosystem. And so perks are basically deals that we have with our partners. So, for example, you get 50% off QuickBooks for 6 months. You get credit card processing credits with Square. If you use Xero, you get discounts from Xero, ad credits on Yelp. And so there's this entire ecosystem of merchants and vendors and discounts that we think would be useful for people who are just starting their business.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect time for you to be launching this service. I know, you know, we've chatted with some other neobanks recently, and just recently I saw that Bluevine, for example, you know, they grew to over 250,000 new accounts and had to actually pause new enrollments recently because there's so many people now coming out of the pandemic launching you know, their first or their second business or freelancing or side hustling. I think you're right on trend here. And I think I was reading a stat recently that at least half of the economic output in the United States comes from small and medium businesses. Can you just talk a little bit about where you're at now? I know you just started recently, but what are you seeing amongst your customers? And are they those people who are just, you know, starting that first business or starting a side hustle? You know, what do they look like?
Yeah, I think we're seeing businesses from all altitudes. So I think, you know, we've only just launched 2 weeks ago, but what we have seen is this amazing resilience, at least from our initial beta group, and even folks that have recently come on board with Hatch through COVID. And so, you know, for the businesses that are working with us, we've seen food restaurants that have spun up their delivery arms throughout COVID in order to persevere. We've seen accountants who've like created their online presence because now they're moving their business from like a in-person co-working space to basically an online accountancy. Same for lawyers, you know, same for anyone providing a professional service. And so for businesses during COVID, we've seen this like perseverance where, you know, 2020 was really terrible for everyone for a number of reasons. But small business owners figured out ways to make it work.
And, you know, I was looking at your team list before we chatted, and it's this sort of veritable who's who from the fintech finance space. Of course, given your track record with the acquisition with Square and the Kleiner Perkins Association, you know, you're certainly a heavy hitter in this neobank space. But how are you able to attract such amazing talent so early on? And I'm just saying that under the umbrella of, you know, often when we talk to the upstarts and neobanks, you know, they have a quarter of the team that you have with, you know, a tenth of the experience. So how did you get such a stack and how does that set you up for success?
That's very kind of you to say. I think I'm grateful that we've assembled the team that we've assembled, not just because they've got veritable experience in fintech, but because they really do care about our enduring mission of supporting small businesses, and they espouse our values on a daily basis. The idea that you know, we want to grow the pie, that we don't want to treat our customers as adversaries, but long-term partners. The fact that we want to understand each other before being understood, which is especially important during COVID. You know, like I think I haven't met 3/4 of this team in person as we've hired up aggressively since last year. I think the biggest attractor, if I had to guess, to why folks are compelled to work at Hatch or to come to work every day is because of our values and our mission. I think when we start from the premise that small businesses are necessary for the American economy, not just from a macro lens, but small businesses start to basically build a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. And so anything in service of that is not just like a good business opportunity, but almost like a net societal or national mandate, or I guess like, you know, something that would help just sort of like the ongoing plight of our fellow Americans, basically. For me, this is personal, you know, like I was born in San Diego, California, but my parents immigrated here after the Vietnam War for the exact same reason, to basically build a better life for themselves and their family. So, you know, they sacrificed and worked a ton so that by the time I was born, I was just born in this like the suburb in San Diego. And so it's almost quite poignant that, you know, our goal here at Hatch is to pay that forward, to take all of the collective ability and agency that we have to build a better checking product, to help small businesses in the United States grow and thrive, that that really compels us to come to work every day.
And now, really the last question, you know, one of the challenges that new business owners often face and online bank account holders often face is actually getting in touch with a real person when they have a question, whether it's about their account or perhaps a wire that didn't make it or a wire that didn't show up. Can you talk a little bit about your customer service ethos and your platform? What can someone expect if they sign up for Hatch? Can they talk to a real person? What does that look like?
They absolutely can talk to a real person. So you can always email us at help@hatchcard.com. You can call us at, I think I'm going to get this right, 888-516-2369. If whenever you want to talk to a human being, when you onboard, you get this onboarding email, and it's from thompson.nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, at hatchcard.com. So you can just email me if you have any feedback. It might take a while for me to get to you. I might forward you to our customer support team, but I do read all of these. And so I think our commitment to customer support and our commitment to talking to you as an individual and as a small business that is looking to grow, I think is one of the more compelling parts of our product offering.
So anything that I missed out about Hatch, I didn't realize that you just launched 2 weeks ago. I thought you'd been around at least a couple of months. I'm happy to have this conversation so early in your journey, and I look forward to following along as well. Anything that we missed that you'd like our audience to hear?
Not really. I think, you know, more than anything, what I want to impress onto your listeners is that, you know, we're building a better product for you. And, you know, today it's a business checking account and a business line of credit. Tomorrow, as we mentioned, it'll be Sprout, a software product that helps you start your business. We're all ears in terms of what problems you have as you start your business. And so as we evolve and as we continue to build our products, we want to be able to quickly build and grow with our customers. So if any of you have any suggestions about how we can improve our business checking account or even just additional products you'd like to see us build, please do send an email to me. Give us a call. You know, we're happy to take your suggestions anytime.
Everyone, this is Thompson Nguyen, the CEO and founder of Hatch. You can learn more about Hatch at hatchcard.com/bankbonus. Check them out if you're in need of a business banking account. Hey, Thomas, thanks for taking the time to chat with us, and I wish you nothing but success on the journey.
Thank you so much, Grant. Thanks for having me today.